This is Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
The Toronto Consort opens its 2017-18 45th anniversary season with Renaissance Splendors. And the concerts are this weekend, this Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's Centre at 427 Bloor Street West. And with us to talk about it is the Artistic Director, David Follis. Good morning, David.
Hey, Jean, nice to be here.
It's nice to have you.
Hi.
Yeah. And this opening concert is fabulous. It's called Renaissance Splendors, as I mentioned, and it's full of goodies.
Well, it's a kind of a little bit almost of a greatest hits, you know.
I know. Goodness.
We're visiting four different Renaissance courts. Elizabeth I of England, who's very famous, of course, all the Shakespeare connections, etc. And we're going to France, and we go to Germany, and we go to Italy, where the Renaissance really got going. So it's a wonderful smorgasbord. A lot of the pieces we've recorded, and we're very pleased. You know, we'd call it Renaissance Splendors because it's all these courts where music was very important, but so was dance.
Right.
So we thought we must have a little bit of that, and we play a lot of dance music.
Yes.
But it's not too often that you actually get to see Renaissance dance.
For sure.
So we went to, I guess, one of Canada's leading experts in historical dance, Jeanette Lajeunesse-Zing of
Opera. You know very well.
Opera-Tellier connections.
Right.
And she always has said, you know, I get to choreograph wonderful Baroque music because in the operas there's a lot of the Baroque dance.
Sure.
But she's also very well trained in Renaissance dance, and she doesn't get a chance to show off her chops in that area so often. So we have these young, beautiful senior students from their ballet school joining us a couple of moments with some Renaissance dance as well.
Must make the stage pretty crowded.
Well, it does. And Trinity St. Paul's is not exactly a dance theater. But, you know, there's enough space now with the renovation there.
Yes.
Right. The stage is actually quite big now, and the sound is fabulous, as you may know. It'll actually be a very nice place. And, you know, Renaissance dance was social dance.
Yes.
This is not like Nureyev coming on and
exactly.
doing song.
You know exactly, exactly.
I mean?
Yeah,
this
was
pavans in there. You always danced in couples and so on. So it's actually going to be, the spirit of it will be very appropriate.
Now, will there be any sort of interaction on the part of the instrumentalists and singers with the dancers?
Well, you're always, as instrumentalists, when you're accompanying dance, you always keep your eye on the dancers, you
Yes,
know?
Of course. But and when in you this learn case, this, you'll all be on the same level.
That's right. Oh, of course. No, it's wonderfully intimate. It's like it's in some gorgeous Renaissance courtroom or ballroom or something, you know, that's the feeling.
So let's talk about the program a little more intensely. You've got most of it from your CD, your new CD?
We have a new CD, this wonderful French Renaissance collection, all to do with Catherine de' Medici, this Italian woman who actually ran France for about 50 years in the middle of the century, and a kind of a controversial figure, but the center of a great deal of artistic activity. Mm-hmm. So we have some of that will be from that, about a quarter of that will be from our new CD.
Okay.
And then we visit, as I said, Elizabeth I with music from England at the same time, and we've recorded a lot of the pieces that we'll be doing, some ballads, dance music, and pieces by John Dowland and so on. And then we visit Italy with Isabella d'Este, who was one of the great leaders of the Italian Renaissance and all the music that she was associated with.
Marvelous.
And finally, we go to Bavaria.
So,
As I said, it's something for everybody, and four different languages represented.
Part of the celebration.
That's exactly the feel.
Now, when you, as you said before we went to air, you know, when you joined as a young boy.
Thank you, Mike.
You're still a young boy. Did you ever imagine that the Toronto Consort would be continuing to be as popular as they are today?
I guess probably not, if I was quite honest. I mean, as you say, I really was just out of university and kind of hoping that I could make a career in music. You know what it's like, and you're not sure because music is a little bit insecure. And I got an opportunity to join this group doing medieval and Renaissance music, and frankly, I didn't know all that much about it, but I think my voice suited it, and I loved the repertoire, and I loved the colleagues and the people, and I always have. But you're right. It's a little unusual that it's sort of done as well as it has but I think, you know, we're the only game in town
for this
niche.
Yeah, yeah.
And the music is very beautiful, very accessible. It's got a kind of straightforwardness to it. You don't have to be sort of learned or academic to like it, you know. The other thing that we, as a group like this, we don't tend to do a lot of sacred music. Most of our music is what you might call popular music.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of street ballads and dances, as we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. And all of that music is just so toe-tapping and kind of approachable.
It's the pop music of its day.
Indeed it was. Yeah. Indeed it was.
And so, also, as you are ambassadors of the Renaissance and this group, it's nice to learn, is it not? I mean,
indeed
you're a wonderful
source
indeed
to come
and learn
and,
about these
you know, the other thing to say is that the instruments are all a little different than what you can normally hear.
Exactly.
The lute, viola da gamba, even a harpsichord, you know, a lot of people haven't heard that much. And but certainly the main instruments. And so they you come into the hall and you say, "Ooh, that's a beautiful sound. I don't think I've ever heard that sound before." Because for a lot of people, you know, hearing a viola da gamba, it's not a cello. It looks a bit like a cello, but it sounds different. Or a recorder or a lute especially, those early plucked strings, they have a very different quality. So kind of attractive to hear something new.
And let's not forget about the singers.
Well, yeah, we are. Thank you, Jean.
And the style of singing.
Yes. And one of the things that's really fun, a lot of this repertoire is really what you might call like one on a part singing. It's like, you know, a lot of string players say, well, I love playing the orchestra, but what I really love is when I get a chance to be in a string quartet. And it's just you, but you're with an ensemble.
Yes.
And a lot of the music is that way. It's a vocal ensemble, not a choir, but one on a part singing. And as artists, it's very rewarding to know that you're the only one doing that, but you've got colleagues around you, and you're
making music.
You're making music as an ensemble or as a consort, as you say.
Right.
And that's the heart of a lot of our repertoire, is this wonderful vocal ensemble singing.
Well, we both want to congratulate you so much on your 45th anniversary.
I hasten to say, I wasn't there at the beginning, but I'm very pleased.
But you're there right now,
and
that's all that matters.
We've lasted, and thrived,
And it's, you know, to have lasted this long is wonderful, and to keep going.
Well, indeed. I mean, I don't like to boast, but I think we're one of the more successful chamber groups in Canada these
days. There's no question.
You know, we've been going, and we've got a great house. We do all our concerts two nights now. We tour and record, so it's a great position to be in at this time.
No kidding.
Thank you, David. And those two nights are this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's Centre. For tickets, you can call the box office at 416-964-6337 and go to torontoconcert.org. They also have a Facebook page, Facebook at Toronto Concert.
And
thank you.
Don't forget, you can pick up their brand new CD, The Italian Queen of France, out by Marquee Classics. And we're going to sample a couple of tracks from that right now. Thank you.
Or nous réjouissons, chantons une chanson qui soit pointe et jolie. Ce n'est pas la façon d'engendrer Marisson en bonne compagnie. Nous sommes une bande de compagnons gaulois. Nul de nous ne demande lance-pied. Nous jouons des hautbois qui sont doux comme voix quand nous sommes ensemble. Nous buvons vin François, tout du meilleur du choix, ainsi comme il nous semble. Chassons tous en arrière les avaricieux qui boivent de la bière, encore sont trop heureux. Leurs écus sont leurs dieux, ils en sont amoureux, car ils n'ont d'autre attente. Il n'est qu'être joyeux et boire le vigne d'eux jusqu'à ce qu'on s'en sente. La table devant un bon fagot, miroir ni connétable, ne craignons de l'argot. Nous rions de Margot qui mène en nouille au pot, son lave et c'est sa guise. Puis à Pierre-Pierre Flipot qui apporte plein pot d'une fine exquise. Avec les bons garçons, à bourrin nous sonnons et de bons vins buvons quand nous l'avons sur table. Nous mangeons plats chapeaux, saucisses et jambon, viande délectable. Oh, nous réjouissons, chantons une chanson qui soit pointe et jolie. Ce n'est pas la façon d'engendrer.
That's the Toronto Consort. We just heard music by Johann Charlevine, Or nous réjouissons, and before that, some Michael Pretorius, Branslet du Village. They're in concert this weekend.
Yes, they are.
Trinity St. Paul.
Yep. At the Jean LeMond Hall.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.